Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Record the whole thing. It's fine. We'll fix in post.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs, and welcome back to the judgiest face on the internet. I'm Josh.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And face it, we are
the judgies.
Two grandpa crews for these two dudes make the lady go, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Did you have that planned?
No, off the top of the dome.
Okay.
Wow. Professional.
Erica not in the grandpa crew.
First of all, nobody provided me a grandpa crew or told me ahead of time that we're doing grandpa crew.
You should have read the email. We messaged you on Slack.
Grandpa Slack.
I think that's like a business messaging.
Christian, you were about to tell a story. What was it?
I mean, it's probably not podcast quality. I had Chinese food for lunch and I got my classic spicy chicken fried rice. It's on the secret menu at the go-to Chinese restaurant. Gotta ask for it. It's not on the menu. And while eating that, it was a little extra spicy this week, and it made me sneeze. And guess what? Your baby boy got a pepper seed like in my nasal cavity.
I thought you were gonna shit your pants. I thought that's where the story was going.
It
was so spicy that it spiced your butthole and then it made you sneeze and it just...
I would have had something prepared for that. I wouldn't just be like a passing telling my friends.
That would have been a full episode.
Yeah. Yeah. If you thought peeing my pants took up 25 minutes, you know shitting my pants would take up 45 minutes. But yeah, so I had it like in my nose and it...
Like it an actual peppercorn?
Like it came up through the back of your mouth into your nose?
Yeah, like
God.
Coughed or sneezed and it was like, it felt like it was like in the middle of my skull and it was just like, I'm blowing my nose as hard as I can and eventually it comes out but I'm like tearing and like snotting and it's like, oh, I just wanted a nice birthday treat for myself.
Yeah, good thing your birthday's tomorrow.
How recently was this?
Today.
No, like what time?
Oh, like...
Like 11:30?
Yeah, like 11:30-ish.
So did you smoke weed or do you have allergies?
Oh, I smoked weed earlier.
Okay.
It's my birthday weekend.
I was like, man, that spicy Chinese food really hit you hard.
Are my eyes just very red?
If you're new here, sorry. This is, what, 4 episodes in a row where you have to apologize off the top? But I need to talk about something, I guess.
Okay.
Before.
Can I just interject really quick?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sorry. Go on.
Nice. That was, of course, our rendition of Ariana Grande's hit single. Jesus Christ.
I've never heard of it.
That's my favorite one.
Gee, guys, I'm floundering over here.
Usually, yeah.
Love is Blind Season 2 out now. Like 5 episodes of it out now.
Is this the giant man-child that looks like he's constantly snorting coke and like being crazy?
Yeah. How good is it?
The thing is, so the first season... But released like right when the pandemic started, so it kind of had that novelty of like crazy that they just happened to make a show where everybody like was in quarantine in a box, like falling in love with each other. But people actually like seemed to be in love on that show on the first season.
Okay,
this season the producers were like, we're picking people for content,
And
so there's so many people on there where it's like they're just fucking insane. So it makes for good TV, but it does not make for good like.
You don't think these relationships are going to last the test of time?
I mean, so the full season isn't out yet, but there's like one relationship where I'm like, that could work.
Okay.
Whereas last season, I think two of the couples that ended up getting married are still currently married.
Wow.
And another couple like remained dating after the show, but they didn't get married on the show.
Did Did we watch that all together?
No.
I don't think so. We watched The Circle.
We watched The Circle. Okay.
And then we watched that masked dating show game.
We didn't watch that together.
We didn't?
Sexy Beast.
Sexy yeah. Beast.
But we don't just talk about TV shows on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And normally, what we do is we go onto websites and we find stories and we laugh at them and we judge them. And sometimes I do that. But we're not doing that this episode.
What do you mean?
What?
Because Daddy got a new format.
Hey, record scratch. Editor, put a record scratch there.
Guys, new format alert.
Whoop.
Lifted from Jake and Amir.
Okay.
So we have a lot of emails. All from listeners, of course. And I think it'd be fun to, I don't know, have you guys try to pick out an email off of one search word.
Ooh.
And see if it's a good story or not.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's either going to be a real bad story, a real long story.
Okay. So like just any random word, or are we kind of like picking and choosing?
You can pick anything you want. The goal of the game is to get an email that we only have one email containing that word. So you don't want to pick something like girlfriend, right? Because that's going to be like all of them.
Okay.
But we also don't want to embarrass ourselves and pick one that has zero results.
You'll pick until you get.
All right. My first word is pineapple.
Well, hang on. Because this is all.
There's a twist?
No. Because this is all listener submissions, we have to play the listener submission sound at the beginning of the episode. Oh, my God. So we're going to get the aux cord ready. If you want to send in your own listener stories or your own listener sound submissions, head on over to gmail.com. Email your pretty little
judges.
At gmail.com?
Email judgespod at gmail.com. That's J-U-D-G-I-E-S pod.
We'll get it eventually, you guys.
And send us in a story, send us an email, or you can do it on Instagram. But
wait, so is it going to be a listener submission if like they just sent us a Reddit story?
Maybe. Who knows? Didn't plan at all. Granddaddy was busy this week. Sorry. But first, let's play the sound. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's more than fair.
So this is sent in by a listener. I have bronchitis. I also broke up with my boyfriend of 3.5 years today. Hasn't been a good day. Anyways, love you, judges.
Things can be like beatboxing, like a little coughing into the mic.
It came with a video.
Nice.
Thanks, Natalie.
Hope you feel better.
Yeah, I really
with your
appreciate
throat
that.
And your boyfriend.
Ooh.
Those were separate events.
All right, give me word. Pineapple is what you're going for.
That's,
I'm
gonna
unplug
my first
this
one.
Bad boy.
We have two stories.
No way.
Wow.
How did you get pineapple?
With pineapple. Oh, so what do you want? Do you want listener submission? Oh, this one has a sound and a story. Oh, my God.
You done fucked up, Josh.
Am I the asshole for adding spice to my food without telling everyone? Or...
No, we've done one similar to that.
Someone going out with their sister and friends to play pool and having too much to drink.
Let's go with the second one.
Okay. Here's the first one.
Was that the wrong decision?
Today I fucked up. Whoops.
Dude, hell yeah. I can't believe it took us 90 episodes to come up with that joke.
Hey, I have a story for you guys from right before the shutdown.
Oh, hell yeah.
I went out with my sister and some friends to play pool. I had too much to drink.
Mm.
Pineapple upside down drinks.
Mm. Been there, buddy.
To the point I was peeing like every 4 minutes.
Oh,
guys,
yep.
I think I gotta stop this.
Why?
We read this story.
You did read this story. It wasn't moved into the listener read submission. Did they send it also on Instagram?
They must have.
Oh.
Or I goofed.
Editor, put in the record scratch.
I was like, this sounds very familiar.
I don't remember this story.
They broke the toilet seat.
Oh!
Yeah, too much horizontal momentum.
So, Erica, first one off the bat, one story with pineapple.
You nailed it.
You did it.
I'm so smart.
Am I the asshole for adding spice to my food without telling everyone?
Probably.
I, 25 NB, live with my partner, 24 female, and a roommate, 26 male. We all went to college together, so we know each other fairly well. This last weekend was pizza night, and we all ordered a medium pizza for ourselves. We've done this before because we like different things, and then we also have leftovers to take to work for Monday, which makes the day better.
Yep, okay. All makes sense.
My partner usually orders tons of veggies. Our roommate usually orders a meat lover's, and I usually order a spicy Hawaiian.
Okay.
That's pineapple and Canadian bacon with pepperoncini and jalapenos.
She's so unique. They're so unique.
That sounds fucking awesome.
It's either really good or it's just the absolute worst pizza you've ever had.
Just like wetness from the pepperoni grease and pepperoncini jar.
Yeah. But if there's probably pizza places out there, fucking nail it. That's real good. But most likely it's sloppy pizza.
We place our order for delivery and have a few beers while watching our latest anime together. The pizza arrives and everyone is pleased. Except me. I open my pizza box to find there are 4 slices of jalapeno and 5 slices of pepperoncini over the entire pizza. I'm not some boomer that would call and complain about the amount of toppings on my pizza, so I decide I'll deal with it. Then I have a great idea. I was gifted habanero for hot sauce from my partner's family last month. This is the perfect time to use it all. While the others are
all of it?
But habanero's like down here, you know, compared to like the hottest pepper.
It's all relative.
Okay.
This is the perfect time to use it all. While the others are in the living room, I dump the entire bottle of sauce over my pizza. I go to throw the bottle away, and when I come back, the sauce had soaked into the cheese. I no longer remember where the sauce ended up. Maybe on some slices, maybe on portions of slices. I'm not sure.
Isn't that the same thing that end up on a slice or a portion of a slice? You're still on the slice.
Semantics.
Okay. And also, we now know, they like a sloppy fucking za. Yeah,
if you're slopping on an entire bottle of hot sauce, you're not upset with the slop level of the za.
All the integrity of the crust is gone now.
My partner and roommate came back to the kitchen, and as I'm finishing up my plate and ask if we can share a slice, I say yes, but my pizza is really spicy. They each take a bite and say it's fine. After a couple more bites, they start to react. One of them spat the pizza back onto their plate and ran to the sink, while the other just ran to the bathroom. Both of them were yelling. I don't know how to didn't know how to react, so all I did was stay on the couch with a shocked look on my face, saying, "I said it was really spicy."
They warned him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Later on, we all laughed about my terrible communication, but I have a feeling today they're going to be angry again once they feel what my really spicy means on the other end.
Oh, no.
Am I the asshole for not fully explaining what I did?
No. You told them it's really spicy.
I was going to say, how much more in detail of it's really spicy do you have to go?
I like the world that they described of it's really spicy, immediately take bite. It's fine. Not even giving them a chance to like actually like, hang on, let me explain. Let me grab the bottle of habanero hot sauce out of the garbage.
The empty bottle.
Yeah, it's entirely empty. I don't think habanero would taste very good on pizza.
Mm-mm.
I
have a biased opinion because I don't want anything habanero, but.
Well, the thing about jalapeno is the spice really goes with pepperoni.
Yes, exactly.
But habanero's flavor is a lot different.
It's way different than jalapeno.
Yeah.
Like, but I like the flavor of habanero, but I don't think I would like it on a pizza. Especially with like pineapple.
Especially with. Yeah, pineapple and pepperoncini and jalapeno and Canadian bacon.
Did they even check to see if there's jalapeno under the cheese?
It's under the cheese.
To the sauce.
It's under the sauce. Do you guys want to listen to the listener-submitted sounds?
Sure, man. There's no way it's bad.
There's 3 of them.
There's no way any of them are bad.
All right. Any guesses what the sound is?
Spicy butthole?
Is there any kind
I hope not.
Is there any kind of title, or is that too, is it giving away too much?
Submit sound for the judges at MP3, M4A, and MP4.
I'm gonna guess it's just gonna be like a. Oh.
Am I the asshole for making a listener submission sound?
That's actually what I meant to say.
Have we used that before?
Sounds familiar. Who knows? This episode is a shit show. But that's okay because Erica got it in one. Christian.
That's your word. Do better. Well, do better than me, I dare you.
I don't think I can. That was so impressive.
I know. I usually am.
I thought pineapple was like no chance. Plant?
Plant. Now, are you thinking like the species of growth?
Yes.
But not like, you know, somebody planting evidence or planting something. I'm going to go, yeah, no, none.
Fucking loser.
We got like 13 emails, about 10 of them are from Etsy, but none from listeners.
Okay.
You suck.
Stop.
Stop?
Sure. There's going to be so many with stop.
Yeah, I mean, thousands. Give me a word, man.
I thought plant was going to be a good one. Computer.
Computer.
Erica, I don't know how you...
I'm judging you.
I don't know how you picked pineapple and were like, this was a really good idea.
Say tennis ball.
There's no way tennis ball's on there.
Okay, let's see here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4... Five.
Okay, you can stop counting. It's embarrassing.
6 for seven, tennis ball? 8, 9 for computer.
Oh.
And a lot from Staples.
Okay, so none of them are actual listener submissions.
No. We have 9 listener submissions.
Okay. Fuck.
And about 20 Staples emails.
Okay. I don't, Erica, you pick a word.
No, I already did my word I won.
Just pick one, man. So out of the 9, pick 1 through 9.
Let's go with number 3.
Okay. Pussy. 1, 2, 3. This is from frequent submitter Abby.
Okay.
Thanks for all the content, Abby.
This is from r/relationship advice. So it's not her original story. Had a fight with my 26 male wife, 35 female. Didn't find out what was wrong until I checked the security cameras.
Ooh.
Juicy.
So much drama.
It's the one about the wife puking.
Aw, damn. This is a shit show episode.
All right, 1 through 8, man. 1 through 8. You got it. You got
There's
it.
No way I fuck up for, what is it, the 4th time? Let's go number 7.
Why you look at me like that?
I just need your reassurance that you made fun of me on my first flop.
This is an actual listener submission.
Okay.
And there's no way we've read it before.
Let's hope so.
Am I the asshole for refusing to pay rent and telling my dad that my work life is none of his concern?
Okay.
All right. Just based off the title, I'm going to say no.
I, 17 male.
Ooh, never mind.
Recently decided that I wanted to work 3 days a week instead of 5 to 7.
Okay.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Wait, you can just like decide that? That's, I'm just...
If you work a part-time job.
If you're 17.
Okay.
You're not paying rent.
I don't pay rent.
Christian, do we have to talk about
old
finances?
Grandpa money bags over here.
I'm currently out of high school as I graduated early, and I'm waiting until I get my license in the spring to go to college. So until I get back into school, I'm working full-time as a cashier. Up until this week, I've worked 32 to 40 hours a week. I've been working at my job since August of 2021. It's now December. And I've already gotten a pretty decent raise as well as a generous amount of PTO. I realized that while I've had this job, I haven't had much of a social life, though. I don't get the same days off every week, so unless I plan 2 weeks in advance, I really can't do anything with my friends or extended family. So they have a job.
He's in high school. They're in high school.
No, correct? they graduated.
Okay, they graduated.
Okay. They graduated early.
Okay.
Which I get. That fucking sucks.
It does suck to just be like thrown into the real world, but what else are you going to do? Like, your friends are at school. Just go fucking make money, dude.
It is what it is.
I told my boss that I wanted to work 3 days a week instead of 5 to 7 so that I could spend more time with my friends before I go back to school, and she was completely fine with it.
I mean, yeah, okay, I can't, like, really blame the kid because he's a kid, and I would love to only work 3 days a week or none at all.
As long as I could be at work for the days that the restock truck comes, everything would be fine. Told my dad about my decision when he was driving me home from work yesterday, and he got weirdly aggravated at first, saying, "Why would you do something like that? And you need to work."
That sounds like typical dad behavior.
Is that going to be how you behave?
I say no now, but in 17 years, I'll probably be like, yeah, if I have to work 40 fucking hours, you're working 40 fucking hours. I'm going to be so beaten down by the capitalist machine.
I told him I didn't really want to get into it right now because I was tired. 15 minutes later into the drive home, he randomly starts saying, "I don't understand how you could do something like this," and essentially yelling at me about how, quote, "I'll never get anywhere in life if I do things like this." Like I said before, I've already made pretty decent strides at this job, and it's literally my first real job ever. After he yelled at me for about 5 more minutes about being entitled, I said, "You aren't my boss, and my work life isn't any of your concern," because it really doesn't affect his life at all. Thinking about it now, it might have actually not been the best thing to say, but I feel like it's definitely true. He started yelling even louder, saying, "I do everything for you, all of the things I buy you." I could write an essay about why that isn't true, but I'll dumb it down to this. He acts like every day is Christmas for himself. But when I've outgrown my clothes, I essentially have to beg him for new ones.
Bad behavior.
We got into the door and I went straight up to my room to get away from him. Wouldn't the dad be happy not having to drive his kid to and fro?
That was my first thought. Yeah.
I would be pumped.
Yeah.
This morning, he sends me a long text about how I'm disrespectful. He also said, you were going to pay rent and you can now buy your own car. I'm 90% sure he can't charge me rent at 17, but that's not my reason for not paying it. My parents aren't financially stranded.
Legally, you can't charge me rent.
Both of my parents are in healthcare. My dad makes six figures alone.
Whoa.
If we were struggling to make ends meet, I would gladly pay it. But he's demanding the money just to be a dick. And the buy your own car is in reference to the car he and my mom bought from me for graduating. It was clear that this was a graduation gift and that I wouldn't have to pay for it. I don't want to sound like a dick, but they didn't break the bank on this car.
They bought me a piece of shit Honda Civic.
Stop typing.
They bought me a 2018 Honda Civic. This piece of shit rust bucket out there.
We were on your side, and then you keep talking. I get why your dad thinks you're a little shitlord.
Technically, it was a gift, and you can't takesies-backsies. The 28th Amendment is no takesies-backsies.
My mom found it through a friend from work, and it was $1,000. I've put $700 into it just to make it safe to drive. On top of all of that, he said he would take away my phone, computer, TV, and PlayStation 4. All these I paid for with my own money. And about 20 minutes ago, he told me that he would break all bridges with me if I didn't do what he says. I feel like he's blowing everything way out of proportion and that my work life truly is none of his business. So am I the asshole?
Okay. So I think dad's issue here and why he's like really freaking out is because of the way you said it's none of your fucking business what I do.
Yeah.
Like that was really rude.
Does that really give him a reaction to go fucking nuclear though?
No, doesn't.
That's just dad shit. That's what I'm saying.
No. I also understand dad's point of view. Like he didn't start making six figures by working 3 days a week or, you know, choosing to spend time with his friends over building a career or whatever. I don't, whatever fucking things dad say, my dad wasn't around to say shit to me. So I don't know.
What did dad say? I love you, honey. I don't fucking
Never
know.
Never heard that in my life.
Yeah. I mean, the dad is definitely fucking overreacting.
For sure.
I get like trying to instill a work ethic, but the fucker graduated early.
Yeah. It should almost be like benefit for him to like for exceeding and excelling.
Especially a kid with like rich parents, objectively rich. I would say they're rich, but whatever. To have a work ethic to begin with and like have a job and take the initiative to get their own job.
They're both doctors, Erica. They're pretty well.
Well,
off.
Are they hospital doctors?
That's a great question.
He said healthcare workers, so maybe not.
I'm a healthcare worker. That's Christian's what I mean. A healthcare worker.
We're not $100,000 making healthcare workers.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I feel like the dad is just like just getting power tripped. Maybe he's like upset because he realizes he's gonna be an empty nester soon.
It could be that little bit.
Taking it out on his old.
There's no way an adult man would bottle up and accidentally release a bunch of emotions in an improper way and not know how to communicate to his child.
Never.
It would never happen.
Not once. I just think that maybe talk to him.
Oh, that's
talk
stupid.
To him. Maybe say like, hey, sorry that I said it was none of your business. I just think you're being a little overreactive, and let's regroup and calm down and discuss things like adults.
I really enjoy, I mean, this is like every kid's wet dream to have like your parent go ballistic completely, like not like completely wrong of him to go ballistic. Like he has all the legalities down. Like I paid for the PlayStation. The car was a gift. I'm 17. You legally can't make me pay rent. Like he has all the it's like the dad is just in the wrong in every step, technically and morally. It's like every kid's wet dream to be like, oh, ho, ho, this is going to fuel the first fucking album I write, buddy.
I mean, even if the car is a gift, if it's in the parents' name, it's theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's technicalities there.
Yeah.
But it was a shit box, Erica.
It was only $1,000. He had to put $700 in just to get it going.
From a friend.
It was a 2013 Honda Civic. You really want it? Would you want to be seen in one?
Why do you keep going to Honda Civics?
Because they're shit boxes.
Honda, if you're listening to this, don't listen to him because we want a sponsorship.
They have the same top speed going forward and backwards.
No.
Yep, Civics are the same front to back.
Oh my God, you're fucking lame. Mm-hmm. Or am I lame for not getting that?
Yeah. A little bit of both. Erica, one last word before the break.
Let's go with Grandpa.
Very good. Very good.
Good answer, good answer.
You see how I just came up with that? Just right off the top of the dome.
Didn't five time. Listener submissions.
Only five. Yours had nine.
Erica, stop.
I'm just saying this is now a competition and I'm kicking your ass.
I know.
Okay. Wiping the floor
we have,
with you.
My grandpa called me racist. am I the asshole for not going to a funeral? Oh, they don't have a title. Mother-in-law drama, I guess we'll call it that.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not going to my grandparents' traditional Christmas Eve present opening? Or
traditional present opening? They don't even have the rest of the party. It's only a present opening.
What else is the rest of the party?
Dinner.
The worst part.
Hanging conversation. Oh, you don't like your family?
Give me my shit and get me out of there.
That's so rude, Joshua.
Or am I the asshole for lashing out at my grandpa after he said, quote, you can be in a relationship with a woman, but not marry one because it's not real love.
I'm going to go with Grandpa called me racist.
The very first one.
Yeah. Hi. Although there was some good sounding ones in there.
They're all originals, too. Mm. Reddit, notoriously anti-grandpa. You know that Cartoon Network show, Anti-Grandpa?
I don't. Is that actually a...
There's Uncle Grandpa. It's a very good joke. Well crafted, Josh.
No, it wasn't. Hi, I'm a recent listener of your podcast.
Welcome.
This was in August of 2021.
Hopefully you're still listening.
But I really enjoy it, and I would love if you give me your opinion on the situation. We don't do opinions here.
Oh, that's exclusively what I do.
No, we state facts.
Yeah, which are also my opinions. Like how I'm kicking your ass at this game.
I'm going to leave.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for ignoring my grandparents after my grandpa called me racist? This is going to be politically charged. I just want you to know that.
I'm ready for it.
Here's some backstory. I'm a 20-year-old male, and my younger sister is 18. We live in Louisville, the city Breonna Taylor lived in.
I feel like this is going to take a weird turn.
Because of this being where Breonna Taylor lived, last year the BLM movement was very prevalent, and our city even went on lockdown a couple of times due to protests. My sister, my dad, my stepmom, my boyfriend, and I are all very vocal and open with the fact that we wholeheartedly support the BLM movement.
Okay. I was a little nervous.
You're racist for support for not... Wait, I guess it would be for... Okay, yeah. Okay, hang on. Can we chill out? Like, I feel like
I'm getting a lot of heat.
Like, I'm sending you some bad vibes right now.
I know, Christian, you're not really even sentient because you're thinking of a word that would kick Erica's ass in the next round. But please, calm down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Get off my back. I'm not the reason why you can't think of a word.
Okay, stop it.
We have to restart the whole episode. My grandparents and my uncles, however, really don't. My grandparents are in their late 50s, early 60s, born and raised in the South. Back in May, my sister graduated from high school. At the ceremony, they played the national anthem. Now, I don't stand for the pledge or the anthem for reasons that are irrelevant to the story. But my grandpa had a huge problem with this. A couple of hours later, we were having a celebratory lunch at a restaurant, and my sister and I were just joking around. She said something about how I didn't stand for the anthem. Right under the bus. Right under the bus.
Fucking sisters, am I right?
Well, she was like, I thought it was really cool that you did that, that you stood for your morals.
Sat.
You're right. Sorry.
My grandpa interjected and asked me why I didn't stand and that I should have because soldiers fought and died for my right to stand. I told him I didn't stand because I didn't want to. And by that logic, they also fought and died for my right not to stand.
Correct.
We got a lot of fucking debate bros on this so far. Like, technically, they also fought for me to express... Can we chill out?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to stop the vibes from coming at you.
I'm not.
He was very unhappy with his answer. He told me I was disrespectful to our troops, and then he brought up Black Lives Matter sticker I have in my car. He said that I was being, quote, racist against white people. My whole family is white, by the way. I'm not racist. I know a white guy. His name's Jesus. Jesus, 5'6", short king, the short king of kings.
5'6" was average at that time.
It was average.
It's average at this time, okay?
But, and this is stolen straight from the Discord, maybe he could have used a miracle to make himself a little bit taller.
Could have.
He was curing leprosy. He could have cured short kingness.
Just a few inches would have really set him above.
Think about the paradise we would live in today if Jesus cured short kingness.
Yeah. If he was just a few inches taller, he probably could have, like, his feet probably could have touched the ground. He wouldn't even been, like, up on the crucifix.
I'm not religious, but I'm just going to go ahead and...
Oh, it came right back.
Hell yeah.
Goddamn miracle. Jesus was looking out. Dude.
This episode's off the rails.
I was furious and told him that if anyone was racist, it was him.
Correct.
You don't even know him.
I know enough.
He had been given an ultimatum of either being fired or to retire from his career after calling many coworkers different racial slurs and derogatory names.
I don't think I can wear the grandpa crew anymore, Josh.
We're not repping the grandpa crew.
Not every grandpa is like this.
It'd be one thing to say just racial slurs or just derogatory names, but both of them?
Enough to get fired. Like, I assume he got fired years ago.
He probably took the retirement instead.
He probably got dishonorably discharged from McDonald's corporate. You know what I mean? He didn't think that I knew this and told me that was none of my business when I brought it up.
Oh, much like the last story.
A lot of my family is telling me I should just forgive him because he's from a different time.
Ugh.
And that because he's older and has some health issues, nothing too serious.
Fuck
just
him.
Being an old.
Hope he dies.
Yo, fuck your grandpa. I hope he's dead right now.
Want me to email and see? That I should forgive and forget because he's not getting any younger. So am I the asshole for wanting an apology after he called me a racist?
No. This dude sucks. Not the listener.
Grandpa sucks.
Grandpa fucking sucks.
You're besmirching my good name on my sweater, my crew.
Yeah, this is absolutely fucked.
What a horrible episode to wear a grandpa crew.
Yeah.
That's what you guys get for not getting me one.
Want one now?
Yeah, I feel left out.
You want to be associated with the gramps?
Well, not now.
After that story? You still want to be a grandpa?
I do.
You don't want to be a grandpa after that story?
No, I don't.
I do enjoy whatever paradox that they have is like, the troops, you have to stand for the flag, and otherwise you're racist.
Yeah, but well, also, you're racist to the troops.
Yeah, the troops who are all white, actually. There's not a single non-white troop. And if you're anti-troops, you're anti-white. Mm-hmm. I guess in a way, if you're anti-troops, you are anti, like, colonialism. So.
Yeah.
You are anti-white in a way.
Okay.
In a way. Erica, like, just, I know you're okaying it, but like, in a way.
Up or otherwise?
No, in a way we go to the ad break.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Relationships take work. A lot of us will drop anything to go help someone we care about. We'll go out of our way to treat other people well, but how often do we give ourselves the same treatment?
I can relate to this so hard because that's literally me to a T. I am so bad at taking care of myself, but I will jump at the opportunity to help somebody else.
Well, why don't you let somebody else help you, Erica, and do some online therapy with BetterHelp?
This month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of your most important relationship, the one you have with yourself. Whether it's hitting the gym, making time for your haircut, or even just trying therapy, you are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort into yourself like you do for other people.
BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours.
So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Judgies listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/judgies. That's BETTERHELP.com/judgies, JUDGIES.
Thanks, BetterHelp.
And welcome back to the side of the podcast. Of course, no more grandpas on this side of the podcast. Can we just say that?
Go change.
No.
Well, then there's going to be grandpas.
Not all grandpas, Erica.
Listen, I said it earlier and then I was like, it kind of sounds like not all men. Grandpas are included in the men.
Sometimes.
So. Yeah. Oh, that's fair.
Sometimes. Of course, we're going to take a break from the game.
Oh, because we're doing a circle
because
jerk.
We're doing a circle jerk.
I was like, wait, why? Did you all of a sudden like find actual stories?
I do have really good stories. I just have been wanting to do this for a while.
Oh. This is a good idea. Yeah, it's kind of a shit show, but I'm enjoying it.
We're harnessing the chaos. We're ramping up to episode 100, which is going to be a banger. Stick around. And
what episode is this?
This is 90, yeah.
This is 90?
Yeah, we're 2.5 months away from episode 100.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're also 2.5 months away from me pushing this button, so we'll just have to wait.
What's the button?
Circle jerk. Guys, we...
Another great setup, and then no thank you. So
you're going to get your bonus after the episode. You're getting a huge bonus for all the setups.
Ooh, okay.
So we get emails. We
thought it was your birthday, not mine.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked if you ask me.
That's what I'm trying. Yeah, let's not do this in front of Josh. Go on.
We get emails. We get comments. We get reviews. We get people coming up to us on the streets and saying, hey, I like listening to your podcast because it helps me suspend myself from the disbelief of normal day to day. And it helps me to like forget about my daily struggles. Well, not on this fucking episode. Not on this fucking episode. I have a list of daily struggles that all of you have been forgetting, and I'm not letting you off the fucking hook this episode.
Has somebody actually came up to you on the street and said this? Or are you just hoping by the Monday this comes out that happens? Are you trying to put it out into the universe?
Yeah, I'm putting it out, and you always get back what you give, you know? Oprah said that. Here's just some things. Maybe they're sitting in the back of your head. Real life issues, real life struggles.
Are you about to like re-trigger my depression and anxiety? Because I've been doing really well, Joshua.
Erica, you got to empty that garbage can in the bathroom.
Fuck.
It's sitting there. The floss sticks are falling out of it.
There's no floss in there. You're not looking at my garbage can.
Because you use
floss after every meal.
Because you use biodegradable floss that you put in your compost bin.
Yes.
The Q-tips are piling out.
Yeah.
The makeup pads everywhere.
Nope, I use reusable.
It's crazy how many Q-tips we use for not cleaning our ears at all.
Use it for the teeth in between to get the plaque out. You're not supposed to use Q-tips for your plaque. It sort of just pushes it deeper.
Mm-hmm. I actually use my Q-tips for makeup removal. So I like cleaning up small edges on my makeup. Mm. Also for my ears. You can't convince me not to do it.
Legally, that was a lie. That was a joke. Legally? That was a joke.
We're not sponsored by Q-tip. I do have to say that.
I would be fine if we were.
Interesting.
I would take a year's supply of Q-tips.
Wow, you believe in Q?
Guys, come on. It's time. It's been 2 months. Get the water bottle off the floor of your car.
Haha, I don't have one.
Make room for the next one. The one on your seat is looking lonely.
Do you have water bottles in your car?
I have so much shit on the floor of my car. Eric, I have ADHD.
Okay.
My car's filled with just garbage. And it within 3 minutes, it blends into the background, and I can never see it again until somebody has to sit in my passenger seat, and I go, uh-oh, that's not a possibility. Are we just going to call me out here?
I'm also calling out my friend Heather. Your car's disgusting.
And the movie, not that good.
Hmm.
You got to scrub that one weird stain off the middle shelf of your fridge. I know it's just like in the back. And it's like that weird orangish brown that could have been from anything. Like tomato sauce, soda, beer, an old salad that got kind of mushy. Just scrub it off. It comes out. Take the tray out. Take the tray out and clean it.
This is honestly fucked.
These are all things around my house. So it's this. I just know I know it's hitting all of the listeners because I was not targeting anybody. And then as I was making this, I was like, these are all just cleaning things.
Yeah. I mean, it's helpful to have the reminder.
We've been so busy lately and I've been so tired that our house is disgusting. Mm-hmm. So anything you're going to say, if you're going to tell me to vacuum, yeah, I got to do that.
How about throw out your mismatched socks? You're never going to find that other one.
Me and Erica have a system to where we just, if it's mismatched at the end, you just throw it back into the hamper for an endless laundry cycle.
Everybody has that system.
What?
You guys aren't original.
My mom used to put unmatched socks in a single basket. And then as punishment, if I ever got in trouble, I had to try to match these socks. And it would take me hours and hours and hours.
Okay, since you...
Your mom is the guy from Halloween Town 2. That's where all my Halloween Town 2 fans.
That's very mean of her. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
It's against the Geneva anti-war convention things, whatever that's called.
Honestly, nothing could... It's anything compared to that, unmatched. That really sucks. Right in the noggin. this goes for like holes in socks. Just throw them out.
What about holy boxers? Socks and holy boxers. Not just for Sundays, they're for the trash.
What about holy boxers when, you know, you got them perfectly broken in and now there's a little vent?
If it's not by the waistband, I think they're in the clear.
Wrong.
I have boxers that are almost completely no crotch left in them.
Guys, and this one's really important. This one's really important. Drink some water. Your throat's getting itchy. Coffee doesn't count. Coffee doesn't count.
But it's made with water.
I saw you drinking it. I saw you drinking it. Fucking water.
That's like all I drink is exclusively water.
Whoa, so. Dunking on us.
Hey, hit her with it, man.
Yeah.
It's good.
I think you would have said yeah to any button you pushed.
He might not have. I might have messed up.
I don't know. Josh is always supporting
me. He might have sat me down and had a talking to me if I would have pushed the wrong one.
Would have made you made all the unmatched socks in his house?
Yeah.
And guys, last one. Remember that time you went to Wendy's?
Nope.
And you ordered a large drink and they gave you a medium. You're never getting that 79 cents back. And you know you didn't go back because you were too lazy to go back. But you're never getting it back. And now in your mind, keep that running total of all the money that you wasted and you could have gotten back. That could have been a PS5. And that's it for Real World Problems on this week's episode of The Judges.
I was really worried that you were going to say some like real shit and I was going to get sad again.
There was some real shit at the end there.
I already know I need to clean my house.
I'll show you my notes for this. Podcast is an escape from real life struggles. Name a ton of real life struggles, lol. And then I immediately was like, well, I can't do real shit. That would be rude. So I was just like, what's things around the house? And it was all just like vacuum, clean. That's it.
Yeah. Take your dog for a walk. She hasn't been on a walk in like 2 years.
I was going to do like call your grandma, but it's like, what if what if you don't have a grandma? What if you don't have cell service?
Get a Ouija board.
What if you don't really like them?
You know, I'm very anti Ouija board.
Yeah. She's more of a Mario board. Christian, can you get a word? We're back into the game. Erica's winning. She's got you beat. She's had 6 total results. You've had
9. All right. One result. Shoe.
How do you spell shoe? S-H-O-E or S-H-O-O? Yeah. Like shoe fly? Don't bother me.
Who would think that?
I was asking for purposes of the game.
I want shoe, but the correct shoe.
So S-H-U, like the Chinese ancient war faction?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 18. Which of the 18 would you like, Christian? And don't pick one we've already read. That would be bad of you.
How are there that many shoes?
Everybody owns at least two, man. And there's only 18.
How's it feel?
Let's do 18 for the day that it is.
Okay, so I counted from newest to oldest. Would you like the oldest or the newest?
Let's do newest.
How does it feel to suck at this game?
It feels bad. It feels worse that you keep bringing it up.
Yeah, well, maybe don't suck.
Here's the thing. Here's a little deep dive into Christian's mental state. Is I already have a second place mentality.
It's so empty. It's cold.
No. Oh no.
How is there?
We're not talking about his heart. We're talking about his brain.
Why is there dripping water but no stalactites? But so many stalagmites. It doesn't make sense.
It's mean.
Hello, judges. I want to say by saying the Judges podcast is helping me through my senior year of university.
No.
That's the right accent.
Tis not.
The story I'm about to tell occurred a few years ago, right after I dropped out at my first attempt at college. And I'm glad to have a podcast like yours to help me avoid burning out a second time. Another thing I like to say before I start, that as I am very aware, I made some dumb decisions in the story. My only excuse is I was young and might have been suffering from main character syndrome. And now you don't, because you're writing into a podcast to make sure your experience gets shared so other people can laugh at you. You definitely don't have main character syndrome anymore. I welcome judgment either way. Enjoy.
I don't know what that means. Oh my god, dude. This is a fucking Bible.
Holy shit. No. Another reason Christian sucks at this game.
I'll read fast.
Stop.
Oh. Huge twist in the first line. Huge twist. I, male, 21, was walking home on the north side of Chicago at around 10 p.m.
Okay.
Why do you say university?
Like there's not universities in Chicago?
You don't say I'm going to uni in Illinois.
Maybe he's not from Illinois.
He's Canadian.
People come from all over the world to go to schools here.
Walking home on the north side of Chicago at around 10 p.m. on a cold fall night after hanging... Must be a fucking English major. After hanging out with a friend, we had smoked a little bit of weed. But not enough that I was in a state that I could not think clearly.
Are you doing a John Mulaney? Because he's also from Chicago.
As I was walking down a busy street toward home, a man who looked to be in his late 40s, early 50s crossed my path, made eye contact with me, and turned in the same direction I was walking. That's odd.
Yeah.
At first, it felt like one of those awkward pedestrian scenarios where we were walking together in the same direction just by coincidence. But looking back at it now, I believe he picked me out from across the street and crossed to talk to me. He was holding a Taco Bell bag and said, "Finally gonna eat that dinner after a long day." To which I politely responded, "Late night Taco Bell is always a good choice."
They were inviting them on to like a date. This could have been a whirlwind romance.
See, this is how you know this guy's not from Chicago, because if he was a true Chicagoan, he would have been like, "Why the fuck are you telling me? I don't give a shit about your tacos."
We walked together further, making small talk about the neighborhood. I mentioned some new art installations that had been put, into which he asked, "So you like art?"
Ah, so you're rich.
Let me tell you about this brilliant kitchen art that the baristas, not Taco Bell baristas, the chefs, the wonderful
bell-ristas?
Chefs. Bell-ristas put together.
Good
magnificent.
One.
Perfectly toasted potatoes. Wonderful jalapeno sauce. And it almost could have been yours. Damn. Being a that was...
Gordon Ramsay?
No.
Oh.
Simon Cowell.
This is embarrassing.
That's the actual twist here.
Being a recent art history major dropout.
A cinnamon twist, if you will.
Oh. Hey, yeah.
Thank you.
Erica, you really need to fucking kick it down a notch. Nachos Bel Grande. Because you are making way too much money. There's no boo on the board.
There's no boo on Joshua's episodes.
Well, guess what? Boo!
No!
Boo you! We're never going to get through this story.
It's so long, guys. I told Christian the last episode was an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll make sure this one's short.
We're only at 50 minutes. We can get through this.
Well, I wanted to do six stories.
Six?
What's the point? Christian's never going to catch up to me.
I really goofed. Erica, you got to pick a word like a relationship or something.
No!
Being a recent art history major dropout brag, an amateur photographer bigger brag, I responded, yes. He then said he was a professional art collector and that he had a shop a block away where he bought and sold art.
No, don't. Come on.
He then asked if I'd like to come check out the shop and his collection while he ate his dinner. So we went to his shop.
No! You are fucking...
I'm going to skip a little bit.
You're fucking kidding me.
Where he really did have a lot of framed pieces of art, but a lot of the shop looked like it was being packed up or under construction. I asked about this. He said, I'm switching out my display collection. I have several shops around the country and have donated a lot of art to museums and galleries.
So was there like a lot of plastic sheets hanging was and this? Maybe some knives?
Was this email sent to us by a ghost?
In fact, most of the collection I'm moving into this space is in my apartment upstairs if you would like to check it out.
Oh my God, this was going to get murdered.
How handsome is this person? We have to be striking.
Well, the Taco Bell does a lot of the talking.
Okay, yeah.
The talking.
Boo.
That was insane. was so close to the soundboard.
Yes.
I say yes, and we head upstairs, and his apartment is sort of a very old-looking collection of Asian and African statues of varying sizes. Art history major dropout really coming in clutch there. The furnishing of the apartment matched the collection, included a large wooden desk and a canopy bed. He sat at the desk and pulled out a small bottle of Fireball and a shot glass.
Ew! Ew!
Fireball's your go-to to seduce someone you just met?
He offered me some, but I declined.
That's a shocker, honestly.
He also handed me a catalog of all the art in the collection we were sitting in. He turned to a page, pointed out a specific statue, and told me to read what year it was from. I read aloud why, that it said it was from the 5th century.
What?
He then got up and left the room for a minute, then came back with the statue in hand. He did this a few more times with other pieces.
Is this statue from the Shu Dynasty?
When he was done showing off, he sat back at his desk and poured himself some more Fireball and started telling me about his business and
Ew.
Life.
Ew! Quit drinking the Fireball!
He started by telling me about how he sold art to young rich people downtown and that he used to employ a young man like me to socialize with the younger crowd and help sell art for him. He explained that he rented out a fancy apartment and only had two rules for this employee. He was not allowed to have another man as a roommate, and he was allowed to come to the apartment whenever he liked. It's a weird rule.
I don't think that should be an employee.
I have one for where you live, and it's that you can come and go whenever you want.
It's just like, there's a weird power balance thing going on here.
He then went on to explain that his last employee was fired for breaking the first rule. He said, with clear contempt, I went to the apartment one day to drop off a pair of Gucci shoes that did not fit me. So I was going to give them to my boy for free. When I got there and had
my
the doorman
boy?
Call up to the apartment, my boy's boyfriend came down to receive the package. I gave it to him to take up, and as soon as I left it, I set in motion the process to evict him. Never spoke to him again after that. He then started asking me about whether I would be able to follow rules as simple as those, saying he'd be perfectly fine if I had a girlfriend living with me and didn't care how I'd spend all the money I'd be making for working with him.
I can't tell if this man is homophobic or if he is himself gay and trying to hook up with this nuke with our listener. I can't tell which one is which.
He is gay and trying to elicit like a sugar baby scenario here.
It was clear at this point that he wanted me to ask what I needed to do to get into this position, so I did. He leaned back in his chair and pretended to think about it for a minute and then said, twice a week, I'd come to your place and you have to let me perform oral on you. His exact words were said on his face. He then told me to think about it while he goes to the bathroom. Being extremely uncomfortable at this point, I start to get ready to go when he leaves the room. When he came back, I was standing near the door and said I had gotten a text I needed to head home. He saw through this and said, oh, calm down and come back and sit and have a drink. I say thank you, but I really do need to go. He then comes up to me and says, I know you're tempted by my offer. Take my card and call me when you're ready. He puts his card into my front jeans pocket without handing it to me and then says, may I kiss you? And leans in.
See, this is the problem with Fireball. It gives you some unfounded confidence.
I immediately put my hand up to stop his face from getting closer, and he says, "Now I know you want me since you didn't just punch me. Do you want me to beg?" He then got on his knees and tried to hold my hand. I didn't let him touch me, backed up to the door, and said, "I really gotta go." I opened the door and skipped steps to get outside. He called down the stairs, "Call me," and closed the door. I jogged a block or two as my heart was racing from fear, then started walking the rest of the way home. As I walked, I took his card and tore it up into several pieces and dropped them on the ground as I went, and that was the end of it. I've not seen or heard from him since. The shop in my neighborhood is now closed and boarded up, but based on his website, he still operates in my city. He did hyperlink the website.
Wow. That's bold.
I have told this story a few times over the years and to get some mixed reaction. Most people agree it was dumb to go to a stranger's apartment at night without telling anyone.
Uh-huh.
But I have met people who actually say they think his offer was worth considering. I do not regret my decision to turn him down, and I'm glad to not get myself into a situation like that ever again. Thank you guys for providing a place where I can share a story like this. Again, I'm super grateful for the Judgies podcast and hope you guys at least found the story entertaining, whether to use it or not. Love you all, and congratulations to Josh and Erica and Christian on the baby. Thank you.
Thanks.
Does it actually include you on congratulations?
It actually didn't include either of you. I thought it'd be rude. Yeah, it just said thanks to Josh for the baby, actually.
It did not.
Yeah.
It did, actually. Yeah.
That was a wild story.
Christian, I'm so glad you shoesed that one.
Where did the shoes come in?
The Gucci shoes.
Oh, the Gucci shoes, yeah.
Oof. It seems wild. One, what kind of life are you living where you just say yes to everything that's thrown at you?
You shouldn't live in Chicago.
No. Yeah.
Live in a small farm town.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Do you think he got Taco Bell from the Taco Bell we went to and you almost died at?
He said North Chicago. I mean...
Maybe that's up by Wrigley. I think that's near
that was literally Wrigleyville.
Maybe that was I think he said he was by the lake, wasn't he?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that's North Chicago.
Yeah, you're right.
Famously known Taco Bell.
But really?
Which is now gone.
What happened?
I don't know.
Joshua.
I hate hearing failures of Taco Bells. It's like an angel lost its wing.
We had a good time in that Taco Bell parking lot.
Yeah.
One time. Yeah. 6 years ago.
Is that why they shut it down? They were like, it's never gonna get better than this. Yeah. You see those three goofballs out there?
I think they tore it down for like development of something else around Wrigleyville.
It got gentrified.
You see that fart wad almost got pushed into the street? It got gentrified. It got turned into a parking lot or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Erica, one last word for the road.
Light bulb.
You're at like 8.
One word, two word.
One word.
No matches for light bulb. I'm going to go for the old quote light space bulb and see what happens. No matches for light bulb.
All right.
Add in a second and two X's and make it seem like if she gets the third one wrong, I win by just the basic rules of the game.
You get a chance to steal all of her wrong answers.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to go with carpet.
Carpet. Okay. Okay.
Good answer. Good answer.
4.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay. I'm going to read. This one says, I have some crazy life. Bible. A whole Bible. We're going to read the first sentence. When I was a young man, I was a real piece of shit. This is a Reddit post that they saw on Facebook called Cat Girl Girlfriend is Out of Control. Today I fucked up by receiving oral or funny poop story.
There shouldn't be carpet and funny poop story, I feel like.
It involves carpet tools.
Oh, let's go with that one.
That one?
Strictly because I'm interested in the carpeting tools.
Poop story time!
Hell yeah! Bwah, 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 bwah. Thank you.
So about 10 years ago, I worked for a carpet cleaning company. I was by myself. I was setting up my equipment to steam clean this empty apartment on the third floor. The only way to run the hoses to the third story was to disconnect the hoses, carry them upstairs, and drop one end of them over the balcony.
Can you stop with like going in and out of the accents, please?
No.
That's just how all Minnesotans sound.
No.
That's just what they sound like.
The only way to run the hoses to the third story was to disconnect the hoses, carry them upstairs, and drop one end of them over the balcony. I then connected the hoses to the machine and went back upstairs to start cleaning. I was about 30 seconds into cleaning the carpet when I had the worst belly pain ever. I had to poop like now.
Uh-oh.
Now that's what I call shitting my pants. Volume 5.
Left them a real
stain. Just about to say volume. What volume?
Five. Stanley left them a steamer.
Yeah, that's why I didn't ask, because you said it.
Did you hear what he said?
Yes.
Christian.
Oh, thanks, dude.
So I dropped the cleaning wand. I hate that it's called a cleaning wand. The lamest Harry Potter house. I am house steamer. I dropped the cleaning wand and run to that apartment's bathroom. I dramatically fling open the door and for a split second, debate on whether I can make it to the toilet 3 feet away or should I jump on the sink and drop my load?
No way.
Come on, it's right there.
That doesn't save time.
As a man, as a constant shitter, I know you feel the fragility of your butthole at that moment, but mentally there's a block. You got that extra step in you, all right?
Agreed.
You don't have to shit at the sink.
It was as if time had stopped. I chose the toilet. I leaped butt first across the bathroom just in time to drop it in the toilet.
It's always just in time. That's what I mean.
I immediately know that something isn't right. I sat down so fast that I'm sitting with my butthole directly on the seat. I'm also shitting in complete darkness. You're cleaning at night.
Oh, no.
The door closed behind me, and there were no windows in this bathroom. I was in such a hurry, I didn't bother with the light. So, whip up my flip phone to assess the damage. There was poop in three places: the toilet, the seat, and the floor. Luckily, there was none on my clothes. I then turned my attention to clean up. To my horror, there is not a single piece of toilet paper.
Oh, no.
I have some McDonald's napkins downstairs in the van. But they're no help. My ass is swampy. That's not swampy.
What kind of... Well, if you're having an immediate shit... It's probably coming out pretty wet. It's
I'd be more
swampy.
Upset with the fucking literal poop on my butt than like a little bit of sweat.
It's murky and mucky down there now.
So I managed to remove my pants and shimmy over to the sink.
It's a bathroom. Why didn't you get in the shower?
Half bath.
Well, while checking the damage earlier, I'd got some poo on my hand. Not thinking, I used the same hand to turn on the light
Dude.
Switch.
Oh,
this is just from Dumb and Dumber.
I smeared crap all over the switch. I hate this next sentence. This next sentence is so wrong. So, my only option to clean my ass is my socks.
No.
Oh, no.
Just use water. You have a working sink.
So, I proceeded to clean my bum with Mr. Sock Puppet. My socks are the ankle kind, so I have to rinse and repeat.
You're already using water. Why did you waste your sock?
There is also no soap. Whoever the tenant is the most single man.
Why can they
it's
afford
an empty apartment?
Okay, I was like, why can they afford a cleaner to come in, but they don't have fucking soap or toilet
paper?
It's an
empty apartment that they're cleaning for the next tenant.
Remember, this apartment has been cleaned and is ready for the next tenant. It's completely empty. So I managed to get myself completely clean. Now my attention shifts to the bathroom mess. It's everywhere, all over the floor. So, my brilliant idea is laying in the next room. My machine is still running.
Laying in the next room?
The steam cleaner.
Okay.
The idea is laying in the next room.
Okay.
Not his ideas. He's fucking.
I was like,
have a bit of a snooze.
he's feeling a little itchy, so he's gonna pull the dog move where he tracks his ass on the carpet.
My machine is still running. My carpet wand has a hose for steam, and a big one for suction. I decide to try and use it to clean up my mess.
He should have finished the carpet first.
Who's gonna know? What?
He should have finished cleaning the carpet. And then done the shit
he's
last.
He's got shit on his ass. Oh, no, he cleaned himself.
He cleaned himself.
You thought he was going to clean his own ass with the industrial cleaning wand?
Just prolapse his anus? I decided to try and use it to clean up my mess. Who's going to know? So I bring the carpet tool into the bathroom and I pull the trigger to release the steam. Bad idea. That steam hit my brown liquid and poo droplets fly everywhere. This is the scene from Cat in the Hat. With the goop going everywhere. Now poop is on the white wall, and there are brown beads rolling down the side of the bathtub. I am now crying.
Why did he take a bath?
I'm crying too, man. I managed to clean up all the turd shrapnel. By the time I was done, no one knew of the crime I had committed. The bad part was that when I finished steam cleaning the apartment with the shitty wand. Am I a bad person? I figured the steam would sanitize any germs. I don't know. I was in my mid-20s. I was lazy and dumb.
This is chaos.
If you like this story, I have another one that involves a jug of apple juice and the destruction of a handicapped bathroom.
How? Literal destruction? The way this dude's life works, probably. That was like a fucking...
Oh, man.
Mr. Bean sketch there.
Christian, one last word, man.
No, I need to talk about this a little bit more. When I was in high school and then some summers after high school and college, I worked with an apartment super installing carpet and cleaning apartments and various other things. So, like, I was interested in the carpet tools. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit about cleaning carpets. I was like thinking about the kicker and the stretcher and the seam ripper and the glue gun and all the things.
Oh, his seams were ripped.
Oh yeah, for sure. But then I'm just imagining like having, if he would have left it, having to go in there and clean that, I would be so fucking mad. So I'm glad he cleaned it up at least. And I agree that high steam probably, you know, destroyed most of the germs. But oh man, that just like. It just kept escalating. It
kept escalating, and then no matter how high quality the tools he is using to clean it, you can never get rid of the shame that's just left on those walls in that apartment.
Yeah.
That lingers. There's no getting rid of that.
It's a bad energy. Like, I hope whoever moves in there really used a smudge stick and cleansed the energy out of that room.
I guess you can give me a word, man. A good one.
Don't fuck up.
You need negative like 25 responses.
I have to hit a one, I feel like.
If you hit a oner, I think you win.
Okay. No, because I hit a oner.
Yeah. That's like pretty clutch if he hits a one right now.
That's bullshit. I will fight. Elmo's going to sue.
Tire. Dude, stop.
You're so fucking lame.
Stop.
Three.
That's How? The best you've done so far. It's the best you've done.
Yeah, it should have been a zero. I would have preferred a zero.
Am I the asshole for expecting my boyfriend to pay? I need advice from the best. Or am I the asshole for telling our roommate that she needed to move out with a 1 month notice, which I think we read. It's also very long. I don't know if we read it, but it's very long.
What about the middle one? Advice from the best.
You need advice? We're not an advice podcast, but real quickly. Hello.
Hi.
My mother and I have been living in the same apartment for about 5 years.
We're just going back to the last apartment.
Had a weird smell in the bathroom when we moved in.
Really bad energy.
Felt like shame every time you walked into the bathroom.
And panic.
We kept calling the local carpet steamers to come like clean our carpet, and they just never showed up. 2 years ago, we got new neighbors, a lovely older lady and her two young granddaughters. It was all great. They looking for a grandpa? It was all great and about the same as it has always been until her son moved into the apartment. He has always given me a weird vibe for many reasons. He has two daughters, but they live with his mom. He has his windows all boarded up from inside and has strangers knocking on his back door on the regular. Drugs. We all share the backyard, so we not get to see the strangers just come up to his door. He does not open nor use his front door and has cameras on both sides. Oh, yeah. And did I mention he has a gun?
Ooh, so he's kind of a badass.
One summer afternoon, while my family and I were hanging out in the back, we saw him run after a stranger with a gun in his hand. Super sketch! Anyway, we all got theories, and the most popular one is that he sells drugs. I don't think that's a theory. Or steals things in slash cars, as we have seen him haul stuff to the back at odd hours, and has different cars in the back throughout the month. All this judging brings me to the part where I need your advice, which is not about if I should contact the police if I think he sells drugs or is stealing because I am scared of retaliation that the police in my city suck. And also, I may be super wrong about what he's doing with his life.
There's a good chance.
Yeah.
Anyway, each apartment has an assigned parking spot in the back and has always been respected up until he moved in. And it's been pretty bad in the last couple months. Like I said before, he has random strangers come and visit him at odd hours, and he brings different cars around throughout the month, and, well, he does not respect the assigned spaces at all.
All right, I'm pissed.
He does not tell his guests to park on the street or his spot. He parks like a douchebag and does not leave any space for other cars. For the last month, he's been driving a Chevy Avalanche.
Ugly car.
Do you even know what it is?
Yeah.
It's the most 2009 car.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And he parks it right in the middle of his space in mind. And I have a hard time finding a place to park because I get home late from work 5 out of the 7 days of the week. I'm scared to confront him, but I've been thinking about bad/petty things I can do to his stupid truck.
Mm-mm. Bad idea.
My ideas have not been the best, so this is where I need your help. My first idea was to remove his back license plate and throw it away. And the second was to slash a tire.
Don't slash the tire, because that's
a felony.
Is it?
Intentionally harming a car to where it'd be unsafe to drive is pretty fucking illegal.
I was just going to say, that's like halfway there to like an act of violence. That's like,
yeah, no,
it's only going to escalate things. If you're afraid of having escalation and you can't confront them, I mean, real mad when you slash their fucking tire.
Do you remember that earlier statement where he has a gun?
Shoot his steal the gun, shoot the tires.
He had very gun owner behavior by chasing someone down the street with
maybe
his gun.
Maybe just fucking talk to him. And if you're scared to talk to him, write him a letter.
Well, here's their potential issues. I know if I slash the tires, he'd probably take longer to move the truck unless I wait until he parks it correctly.
Valid.
Please give me more petty ideas or real solutions. I'm open to both.
I am not giving you petty ideas. The man has a gun. He's clearly like doing some shady shit.
I would consult our much earlier story about the man that trained crows, and maybe just train a flock of crows to attack him, or just like pester him. Maybe don't attack.
Train the crows to shit on his car.
There you go.
Exclusively only his car, so he'll stop parking in that spot.
Hopefully. I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
Talk to the grandma and say, hey, can you tell your son to stop parking like an idiot?
Yo. Josh, that's wild.
Yeah.
You clearly have a relationship with his mom.
That was an option?
Yeah. You don't have to do anything petty.
Mm-hmm.
Tom or otherwise.
Definitely otherwise.
But what if he did do something petty?
That'd be a heartbreaker.
What if he did something goofy? What if they saran wrapped his car?
That would be pretty fucking funny.
No. Leave his fucking car alone.
Like, what if they post-it noted it? But every single post-it note said, hey, mister, move your car.
No, that's too aggressive. Just literally fucking talk to him. He could be a cool dude.
Could be a cool dude.
Yeah. No, not with the Chevy Avalanche.
That's true. We did. The biggest red flag is the Chevy Avalanche.
I don't know what you're shaking your head, but this is a fact.
We are valid in this assessment.
Okay.
Name me a single Chevy Avalanche owner that's cool.
My mom's friend, Audrey, she had a Chevy Avalanche, and it was really cool.
You're making stuff up.
She took me to a Renaissance fair in that bitch.
Okay, hang on. That's pretty cool.
It was cool. It was cool as shit.
This was in like 2008 when Renaissance fairs weren't cool.
That's true. Were there big-bosomed women with low-cut dresses?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back on the cool side.
Okay, yes.
Did you get a toy wooden sword for way too expensive?
No, Nick did.
Did you get a...
I got, remember at like the fairs? Sticks. What?
The devil stick thing? Like the...
Oh, no. I got like a crown thing that had a trail of sparkly stars.
I was too busy playing with devil sticks to ever see that.
Any PVC bows?
No.
Remember getting those from local festivals? Nope, just me. This is awkward.
All right, let's get out of here.
Okay, let's go.
What an insane episode.
Yeah, that was chaotic and fun, and I hope we do it again.
Honestly, I mean, the one story was very long, but pretty good stories.
They were all good.
Not bad.
It's surprising because there are so many bad ones, like truly terrible ones that come in.
And we kind of navigated around all of them.
That's impressive.
The shit story, top notch.
It was perfect.
You know what else is top notch? Our Twitter game, our Instagram posts, our TikTok presence, our Twitch streams, yep. our YouTube videos.
And you know where you can find all that?
I sure do.
At Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod.
We also have all of our Twitch VODs saved on YouTube. That's at Judgies VOD.
With a V.
So if you miss the Twitch streams, you can watch them. And if you want to email us in, Christian, they could do that at judgiespod@gmail.com.
Yep. It's like you took the words right out of my mouth.
And if they want to talk to Christian, Erica, or I in the Discord, you know where they could do that at, Christian?
Yeah, that's at patreon.com/judgiespod.
That's right. $1 and you get access to the Discord for more than an hour.
And mm-hmm. that shit be popping.
We have way too many funny fans.
Yeah, it's concerning.
Yeah. We're canceling all of our fans for being haha funny. They should just be like relatable funny, but yeah. they're all too haha funny.
I want like a teehee or like a LOL, but not like mm-hmm. a serious LOL.
Yeah.
But they're actual like ha-has.
Yeah. Not an LMAO.
Yeah. yeah.
Got it.
Well.
Thank you, man.
Josh, it's my fucking birthday this weekend. Not yet. Judges love you.
Okay, bye. Have a good week, everybody.
I forgot to record.
What?
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.